Welcome to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro. With their wisdom, empathy, and laughter, author of Starving Your Fears, Joyce Logan, PhD, and business expert and motivational speaker, Charlene Chiaro, are passionate about helping you live the life you desire. Whether struggling with stress in your personal or professional world, they'll calm your nerves and help you create a plan so you can truly enjoy your life by changing the way you look at things. Join Charlene and Joyce now.
Welcome to Abundance. I'm Joyce Logan, and I'm here with my co-host, Charlene Chiaro, and we'll be talking about money, marketing, and mindset, shifting into the life you desire on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen online on your mobile devices in your car or ask Alexa. To learn more for a full schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for the Omega Institute. For all our contact information, go to abundancetalkradio.com. Hello, Charlene.
Hello,
welcome,
Joyce.
Charlene.
Happy New Year.
It's Happy New Year. It is 2021. We survived 2020. We need t-shirts that say that. May we survive 2021.
That's right.
You know, I have to say that every time anyone sneezed in my house, it was like, COVID, is that you? Don't knock on my door. And I don't mean to make light of it, because a really good friend of mine lost her dad to it. But it was daunting and challenging. And I think we're way more hopeful, way more hopeful for this year. And we're going to talk about that. Today, we have a very special guest. Very special. And full disclosure, she is a dear, dear friend of mine. I love this woman, Jody Harrison Bauer, also known as Jody Fit. And she's going to rock our world. She's really incredible and very unstoppable. She's quite a force. And Jody's not only a two-time World Fitness America and World Fitness Universe champion, she's a champion for women, especially over a certain age. She is truly, fearlessly authentic. But before we introduce Jody, I'm going to read a card for all of us for the month of January. And this is for all our listeners, for everyone in earshot to hear this. I have to tell you that I went deep on this card. I went so deep into my meditation that I truly feel like I left my body, calling upon God and the universe and our angels, and really asking, please give us a message for January, for the month of January, and guide us. So what happened was, as I was shuffling the cards and really deep into meditation and asking, this card looked like it levitated out of the deck. It truly did. And the card that came out was just so apropos for this first show, because the card was called Abundance. Abundance. So when this card shows up, it has a meaning that abundance is flowing through you now to get ready, because this is a time for salary increases, unexpected money. And if you're starting a new business, the venture will likely succeed. The foundation for prosperity has been laid, and this is your time to reap what you have sown. It's also a good time to make an investment, to carefully consider opportunities presented to you. You may soon receive important legal documents, contracts, or correspondence. This represents gifts, improved health, earning a degree, significant purchases, and excellent luck. Excellent luck. So this was a card that, wow, you know, it made me sit there in awe. However, when I was putting my cards away, this one other card kept falling out, and it fell out again. And when I went to pick it up, it actually flipped up and landed in my lap as I was putting it away. So I can't ignore this message. It's like, okay, I get it. I get it, universe. All right, I will read this. And the card was the Six of Fire. And that card says, bravo, bravo. Good news is on its way. It's a time of great achievements and rewards. People think highly of you. There may be some sort of public recognition when this card appears. It means victory and good fortune. Yay!
Very, very good news, Joyce. Isn't
it? I love it. I love it. And the real good news today is that Jody is with us. So, as I said a few minutes ago, that Jody is a World Fitness America and World Fitness Universe Champion, certified personal trainer and integrative nutritional expert, SCW certified nutrition, hormones, and metabolism. As a certified instructor, you know what? For all her information, because Jody, I feel like I'm not doing you justice, go to jodifit.com, and that's jodifit.com, and you can read it all. And, you know, when Jody, come on board. Welcome, Jody, because I have so many things to say to you. You celebrated a big birthday yesterday.
Hi.
So I want to say one day late, happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you so much. Can you see us now?
I can see Ava. And she's with her dog, her beautiful rescue dog. I love Ava. Oh, Ava's got a nice collar on. Fancy.
She does. This was a gift. Yeah, fancy schmancy, you know, for the big 6-0. Anyway, yes, thank you for
I wish everyone could see
that
you.
That was very lovely.
Well, go to her website, jodifit.com, and then you'll see what 60 looks like. You know, Jody, I want to say there's something that you have said.
Can you see me?
I can see you. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yes. You said something on your website, and I'm just going to quote you here because I think this is really important for the new year and to really talk about this in many ways. So you said we're living in a perplexing time when age discrimination should be a thing of the past. Yet while no one can legally ask you what your age is when applying for a job, women are quietly being sized up and judged, which can hurt their means to make a living, and they're loudly being judged on social media. And I wanted to talk to you about that, and also we'll talk about what can we do in this new world that we're in, this new year, to begin when maybe some women especially feel, oh, it's too late. You know, what am I going to do? I'll never look like Jody, so I'm going to give up. And so let's address that. And let's talk about the fact that at 58 years old, you auditioned for the Sports Illustrated swimwear. You came in at the top. You beat out over 5,000 women half your age.
It was actually, I found out later, it was 10,000 women.
It was 10,000 women?
10,000.
Oh my gosh. Well, Jody, you know, the name of our show is Abundance, and it's Money, Marketing, Mindset. And knowing you, as I do, because I feel like I've had a front row seat to a lot that you were doing. And I would say that the first thing you did and that I saw in you is that you changed your mindset early on, you know, over 10 years ago from, can I do this? I can't do this. Maybe it's my age. Maybe it's lack of money. And then you went to, I'm going to give this a try. And then you changed it again to, I'm going for the gold. I'm going for the gold. And I really think it's your mindset that has created, I know it's your mindset that's created your life, your body, and that attitude that is so great. So talk to us about that. What did that feel like when you were divorced? Now you're in your 40s. And what did you do?
Yeah. So much changed in my life when I decided to embrace fear as my friend. And I know we've heard that so many times. It's fear that stops us from doing so many things in life, in everything, you know. And I was married for 17 years, and I realized that this was not a relationship where I would be growing. I was becoming stagnant, and I wanted to be the best role model for my two daughters as much as I could possibly be. I mean, I brought these two human beings into the world. Now I need to see them thrive and be the best versions of them. So how could I show them how to be the best versions of them if I feel like I'm being boxed in and I'm locked in a box, literally locked in a box? And, you know, as the old saying goes, it takes two to tango. I can't blame. I'm not here to blame. I never blame anybody. I take full responsibility for everything that I do. And it was just, it wasn't working anymore, you know? And so at 42, I got divorced. And that's when I started embracing fear and, you know, kind of like linking arms with fear and say, okay, fear, we got this. We're going to go through this and we're going to do it. And of course, ignorance is bliss. Also, I must say to your listeners that I think being a little bit ignorant might be helpful because then you don't know how much fear is actually, how many scary things are ahead of you. So I had no idea, obviously, what it was like to raise two children on my own. My ex-husband was very involved in their life. But from that point on, I allowed myself to embrace who I wanted to be. One of the first things I did, and I think a lot of women who have gone through changes in their life, divorces or deaths or whatever it is, they say, okay, they might not say it consciously, but subconsciously they might have held back being somebody they wanted to be or look the same, look a certain way. So I started growing my hair. That was the first thing I did. You know, I got a breast enhancement. So those were two things I wanted to do, let my hair grow. For me, it was important to me. I'm not saying that's for other women. And from that point on, I started to create a bucket list. And again, all of the things that I tried doing, I didn't think about my age once, Joyce. Not once was my age ever a factor. I was always very proud of my age because fitness has been a part of my life since I was in high school. I started dancing at the so I just started thinking about things that would empower me. But again, I didn't know I was doing those things to feel empowered. I was, you know, how like that card that fell out of the deck that was just screaming at you to be read. It was the same thing. There were just things that come into your face. And I'm very good at envisioning. We've talked about that, visualizing. And I visualized myself competing on a fitness stage, you know, in a fitness show. And so that led me to just get into the best shape of my life. I've always worked out and I didn't realize how much that empowered me. And again, wasn't thinking about my age, I realized there were so many women backstage who also wanted to compete with women their own age, but they had, like society, the fitness competitions didn't even think about. Why would a woman over 45 ever get her butt on stage to get into like clear stripper heels and a little tiny bikini, right? So I said to the promoter, let's create a new division of 45 and over. And now it's a much bigger division for those women. So one thing led to another. Then I won my two world shows at 49. And when I did that, that gave me each thing I did, every time I stepped to another place and embraced fear and linked arms with fear, even though I didn't know I was doing it at the time, I could look back because perspective is everything in life. I realized that I was feeling empowered, and then I was taking that and empowering others. So I opened up my studio because I had that confidence to do it. And then I helped women feel stronger, more confident in their bodies. Because body image is something that stops us from feeling confident. And my goal for my clients was always to be the best version of you in any body that you want. And it starts, as you started talking about, it starts with the mindset. So from the time I got divorced, the time I did the shows, to the time that I opened up my studio, to the time that I tried out for SI and beat out all those women at the age of 58 and was on the cover of the New York Post, I realized with each step I took, I was feeling stronger and I was helping more women. And now I get to help women more. The goal this year is to reach more women on a global way. So,
and you will.
And talking about my age, as you mentioned, is not something a lot of women talk about. And it's almost like a taboo thing. And to each his own. If somebody, like you said at the beginning, legally, we do not have to disclose our age for anything. But I'm trying to say to women 55 and over, because, yeah, you know, menopause, after that, everybody feels like, okay, don't feel vibrant or whatever. And it's silly because we should, and we all do. And like, embrace who you are right now at any age, and you don't have to disclose your age, but be okay with it. It's not a taboo subject.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, but I think you bringing awareness to it and other people will make it the new norm that, you know, people won't look at age. I still see a lot of ageism out there. You know, I hear men say that they like to be around younger women or they like to hire younger women because they may know more about technology and all that. So we need to change that. I know. What are your thoughts on that, Charlene? I mean, you work with women all the time and businesses. I don't know if you
you know, it is true. I think there is a lot of ageism out there, but I also think it's the way you carry yourself too. You know, they say age is just a number, and it is. And if you are active and you're engaged in whatever you're doing, whether it's building a business like we all have, or it's, you know, working for someone else or being a mom or, you know, being a wife or whatever it is, I think you have to be totally engaged in whatever you're doing. And if you enjoy it, I think that makes you, that keeps you young.
It does. You're absolutely right. So it's that youthful spirit that comes through. Mm-hmm. And some people, you know what? So the ones that peg you, I mean, I've been through ageism since I was, you know, I worked when I was 15 years old and onward, and people thought I was too young. And then they thought that I had babies at a young age, and then I couldn't take the job because I would be tending to my babies or I would get pregnant. So it was always something that men didn't have to deal with. No one said to a man, well, if you're going to raise a family, you can't start this job. So that's something that's more passé now. But now we need to make it more passe for women over a certain age. But it is the youthfulness that comes through. I mean, the three of us on this call, we have that. We have that exuberance about life. We have goals, and setting goals is important. And that's something, Jody, you must deal with all the time with your clientele. That right?
I do. And again, when we talk about goals, and even for myself, you know, we have to practice, we have to walk the walk, we have to practice what we preach. So I can't tell them to do something that I wouldn't do. So everything that I've ever asked my clients to do, I've walked in their shoes, maybe a different pair of shoes, maybe in a different outfit, but I've gone through a lot of the trials and tribulations that they have. And I don't pretend to know exactly how they feel. But in goal setting, every single person is different. The three of us are different, but we might still have the same mindset. We still might want to have the abundance of money, of whatever freedom to live outside the box, to fight ageism. We might all have, all three of us, I'm sure, agree on those things, but everybody gets there at a different time and at a different pace. And so I have learned, so I like to talk about my 50s as being really, really messy and confusing. And I think, again, going back to menopause, I think menopause does screw us up a little bit in the head, because we go from feeling super vibrant and maybe super sexual from our 40s to feeling like, I don't know so much in my 50s. And again, it's what we're hearing from society. So when the women come to me and they're in their mid-50s and they don't feel great in their bodies, I ask them how they want to feel, because I need to understand what makes somebody tick, what motivates them, because what motivates you, Joyce, may not motivate Charlene, and vice versa. So I have to find out, I have to get inside your head and find out what is going to really push you to hit those goals, whatever those goals are. And I always really start with, it's not about the weight loss. It's about not a lower body fat, not a lower BMI. It's about healthy. It's about how do we live a healthier life? And more people now in these times out living a healthier life and are taking control of it, which I love, because I've been talking about it for over 30 years now. So, and going back to like talking about age again, and that it's a mindset, and that being vibrant and finding that, I think if somebody's feeling a little bit off about their age or feeling sad about their age or feeling like they can't do something or they have limits, that's where I think a coach or a mentor could come into play to find somebody like you ladies, like me, whatever your goals are. I mean, Joyce, you and I have worked for so long together, and that finding that person who can help you move along. I think that's really important. On my show, we talk about how therapy is very important and that everybody should see a therapist every once in a while, that it's not, again, not a taboo subject. So find a coach or a mentor if you're feeling stuck someplace, especially in your 50s, which do you guys agree?
Oh, 100%. I know. Yeah, Charlene, I think especially, I mean, you would seek out advice, you know, from a coach. And even though we're in business, we're business women, we still seek out the advice of others to get clarity. I think that's really important to do that.
I think that's really important to do that too.
So we're going to talk more about that, but we're going to take a break and maybe find out what Jody feels could be a good starting point right now. If you're feeling, I do want to make a change, what would be a little bit of a start that someone can do to get on that path that they want to be on? And we'll be right back with more of Jody Fit.
Edesia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edesia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edesia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit edesiaglobal.org.
Are you ready to live a life filled with abundance and learn how to thrive, not just survive in today's world? Then tune in to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. With their combined wisdom as entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, author, and counselors, Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro will share ways for shifting into the life you desire for today's world. They'll help you go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Hi, and welcome back to Abundance, where we're going to be talking to Jody Fit. We have been talking to Jody Fit. JodyFit.com, JodiFit.com. Go there now while we're talking so you can see the beauty that we are speaking to. Jody Fit, do you like to be called Jody Fit or Jody Harrison Bauer?
You know, it's so funny. It's like I have two personalities. I've been Jody Fit for so long. And then when Sports Illustrated happened, and for those of you who are just getting on now, it really changed everything, because I realized that women of a certain age, let's just call it 55 plus, because that's when most of us have gone through, I'm talking about menopause a lot here, but that's when most of us are either going through it or have gone through it. And that's where we start feeling very different. And everything starts changing a little bit. But I realized then that so many women over 55 needed a voice, and that they were silent, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, that their voices have been silent. They don't feel like they have a big enough voice. And I was giving it to them to the point where I mentioned I was on the cover of the New York Post, and then the story did so well, they asked me to come back and do a Sunday spread. And it was, I just realized how many women's lives I could affect by speaking out about not letting your age define who you are, not being boxed in. And so what name do I prefer? I go by both, because, you know, when SI happened, it was Jodi Harrison Bauer, and people kind of have found out that I'm Jodi Fit also, but I will be Jodi Fit until the day I die.
I love that. No, I loved Jodi Fit. And going back to that Sports Illustrated, I mean, that was huge what you did. You kind of packed up, you went down to Florida, and you made worldwide news. I mean, not only on the cover of New York Post and being in there again, you had the number one entertainment show in Germany, which is a big deal, come to your home, go to your studio, and follow you around for a day. I mean, that's what 58 did to the world. You shifted things in that moment.
It really, yeah, it was overwhelming. I never ever thought about it again. It was just like getting divorced at 42, starting to compete at 47, opening up my own business. Everybody told them, and it was just like, it was just like this, although I had the support of my daughters, and they said, "Mom, just go for it. Nobody your age has ever been in SI." And it was just overwhelming, in neon lights in front of me saying, "Jodi, you have to do more. There are so many women that need to hear your voice." And the biggest question I got, I spoke to so many women's group. I also did an exclusive on Good Morning America,
yes,
Inside Edition, all of these places. If you go to my website, jodifit.com, you'll see all the press, and you can listen to my show, Fearlessly Authentic.
Voice America.
That's exactly on Voice America Thursday, turn 12 on the West Coast, and any place, and then any place to listen to podcasts called Fearlessly Authentic with Jodi Harrison Bauer, Bauer, and it's on any place you can listen to podcasts. And it's a great, we talk to people who overcome fear, whether it's through business or personal situations, and are trying to live the most fearlessly authentic life. And I think at the end of the day, that's what everybody is trying to do. This does not mean to live a perfect life. This means that you are evolving, that you are not afraid to move forward, because we don't take any steps at all and we stay in that paralyzed state and don't take any action, then nothing changes in our life. And I talked to lots of women who are just so afraid even to like come see a fitness coach like me to be held accountable. That fear is so overwhelming that they don't do anything. They stay there, yet they want the change. So,
so true. You know, earlier today, this morning, Charlene and I were speaking about that, because Charlene's business, because of COVID, just like disappeared. You know, overnight, she's doing special events. She's an event person for big events and dealing with women in the events, like Girls Night Out. And Charlene, just share that, because you did go through a point of grieving it a little bit, as I think we all need to do with any big shift or change. Maybe you need to stop and take that pause. But Charlene, you're such a champion of women also, and you started moving forward and you had to shift your way of thinking.
Yeah. And it was really hard. I mean, even for me who helps other business owners do that, it was really, it's always more difficult when you're trying to do what you do for other people and you're trying to do it for yourself. It's, you almost get lost. And I had help with, you know, some of my business coaches that I work with, but it was, like you said, it was a thing that I had to grieve because I created that, the events that I did, whether they were the Fun Girls Night Out events or the bridal shows or any of the other large events that were created over 12 years. And I think the one thing that I didn't do was kind of give myself time. I just figured, well, I can just shift and move in a different direction and it shouldn't be that hard. And it really was a lot harder than I thought. But once I was able to make that shift, and, you know, we were talking before about mindset, and it really is a mindset. It, you know, you can get stuck in the weeds, and sometimes it's good to be there for a little while, but you can't get stuck there. You can't make it your new address. And I think a lot of people do that. You know, they think, I can't do this, or I'm, you know, like Jody said at the beginning about fear. Fear has to be your friend. It's scary to change something that you've done, even though I kind of am doing still a little bit of what I did before, because I helped businesses with their marketing and I help businesses grow. It was just a totally different mindset, because in my mind, I was the event person. I was the event producer that brought, you know, 600, 800, 1,000 women together. 8 times a year throughout the Northeast, and help them connect with the, you know, new products, and helped my clients who were in the show connect with their ideal customer. So that was who I was. I was the connector. And once I kind of figured out that I could be a connector, not just at my shows, but I can be a connector in another way, then everything started to shift and fall into place. But it definitely was a mindset.
I went through that grieving period too, Charlene, mm-hmm. When we went into quarantine, and, you know, a little different. My daughter's an event planner, and so everything mm-hmm. stopped, you know, yep. everything yep. just stopped. And at first, I was talking about this to somebody yesterday, that at first we went into quarantine. I thought, oh, yay, I can use 2 weeks off. Sure, no problem, right?
That's right.
And then it was 2 weeks, and I thought, okay, I can use another 2 weeks off. But I pivoted my fitness studio to digital within 2 days. So that was crazy, but at least I was still able to keep the ladies going and keeping them busy. Yeah. By May, and I'm wondering if you felt this way, by May, I was very sad and I didn't know what was mm-hmm. going to happen. That's when I felt like kind of depressed and grieving. Is that when you yeah. started feeling it?
Yeah, because at first it was almost fun, because I needed a break, right? And I was going out for walks in the afternoon, and I was, you know, kind of walking around, and everything was kind of
like, oh, this is great. I don't have to wake up early. Right.
It was kind of a novel idea. And then what I did was I started immersing myself into all kinds of online classes. So, you know, social media classes and digital advertising classes and digital marketing. But it was fun for me to learn all of that, because I had just been on a hamster wheel for so long, just doing my next event and doing my next project. And, but then, like you said, after a couple of months, I was like, okay, now I've taken all these classes. I've learned all this stuff. I know that I need to incorporate this, but to get from where I was, you know, and then I was like, how am I going to make money at this? How am I going to support myself? How am I going to grow my business? And I kept thinking, well, surely by the summer, the end of the summer, we'll be able to do an event. Like, maybe I should start planning one, you know, and it wasn't happening, and no one knew when it was going to end. And then you start getting very sad, and then you're like, oh my God. So I think that really was hard. May, June, and part of July were horrible. They were probably the worst months I've ever lived through. And then something just clicked and shifted, and then I was, you know, off and running. But May and June were very, very hard.
I'd have to say May was my toughest month. I knew we were going to open up in June, and I was quite, to go back to fear, I was afraid to open up, not afraid of getting COVID, but afraid of, wait, we've been closed for 3 months. Is anybody going to come back? Mm-hmm. Is anybody going to come back to the studio? And they did. And I'm so grateful to these ladies who've come back and who've stayed, and my personal training clients. And I think it all, I think so many of us have said this, that, you know, maybe we needed to press the reset button. Maybe we needed to find new ways to do our business. Maybe we needed to find new ways to discover ourselves. And although it was hard, you know, it's never, nothing that we achieve of much greatness comes easy to us. It all comes with a lot of hard work. So I think a lot of us have this renewed, like we shed some old, quote unquote, skin, right?
Yeah.
And finding a new place for ourselves in this world.
What you both did, though, is that you took that pause, but not for long, and you kept walking towards, what else can I do? How can I make this work? And I know, Jody, you know, you've been working on a book, and this will come out. It's been a process. It's been a process, but it's something that having that goal and keeping that in front of you really does keep us moving and keeps our brains young and alive, you know, thinking about what you should write, what your chapters should be, what's going to happen a year from now. Where do I want to be a year from now? What do I want to feel like? So, and I know that's what you do with people you work with, Jody, as Charlene does with her clients as well. And women come to you, Jody, like,
it's a lot of goal setting.
Yeah. But we brought up the point that it's what they want, not what you want for them. So when people are listening to, you know, today, and they're thinking, well, I'm looking at your website and you're gorgeous, and I wish I had her body. I don't think I'll get there. But it's really not about that, is it? It's really more about feeling good.
I'm glad you brought that up, because, and I appreciate the compliment, but I want people to look at me as just a person who could help them or a person who could guide them. And yes, this is what I physically look like because I've lived a healthy life. This is my genetic makeup. And, you know, this is a person I created after I got divorced. I created this person who is the person, this is what I want to feel like. This is what I want to look like. This is what I want to do. That's for me. And so in helping other people, I don't want them to look at me and say, I want to look like you, or I want to act, or I want your body. I want them to realize that they are unique themselves, and I want them to find the vibrance and the beauty within, be darn version of yourself. You, I can't be Charlene, but we could always learn from each other and take a little bit from this person, a little bit, and create that inwardly of that person, and who we are inside emanates and shines outside to the world. And then we bring in all that positivity into our lives. So looking at me, if it motivates you and inspires you, I find that the younger people in their 30s, my daughter's ages, they are inspired by me because I look this way at 60, and they say, well, gee, I'm 30. I better get my act together so I age gracefully, or I age the way I want to take control over the aging process. Maybe I shouldn't go in the sun. Maybe I should hydrate more, and so on and so forth. So, again, it's all about, if I inspire you, I love that, but you don't need to look like me or act like me or look like me at all. I just want you to be the best version of yourself, which is why I came up with the Jody Fit Jumpstart Meal Plan after Sports Illustrated. And this is a great meal plan that I put my heart and soul into, because it was something like the book. I procrastinated. So many people asked me for a meal plan for the past 10 years. And I'm like, okay. But I had so many women asking me for something that I put this together last August. of 2019. And it's really for anybody, no matter what size they are, what their goals are, whether they want to gain weight or lose weight. It's just a healthy way to live your life.
Oh, I love that.
I love it. And there's a 21 day journal in the back, because I truly believe journaling is so important, to write down your thoughts, write down how you feel after you eat. But it's with the eating, but it's also about, how did you feel that day? Why did you just eat like one cookie that day, for example? So the journaling helps you to start changing your habit. In 21 days, your habit's not going to change, but you, if you start journaling and writing and visualizing yourself in that healthier version of you, then you will get there eventually. But it starts with writing down your thoughts and the mindset. The writing helps with the mindset.
Right. So that people can buy that on your website, correct?
Yes, Jodi, they can. Yes, Fitt, it's right there.
J-O-D-I,
as soon as JodiFitt.
JodiFitt.com. And yes. And your meal plan also. I mean, you have meals that you send out.
Right. So the JodiFitt Jumpstart Meal Plan has a grocery list. It lists all the foods that you should be taking in every single day. And then I have 3 days of different meals, three meals you can have per day. And you could rotate those 3 meals, add a 4th meal if you want. So all your food choices are there based on your weight. So I always suggest to everybody that they weigh themselves or they take a picture, just so we have a starting point.
Okay.
And then, you know, there are different.
I want to talk more about that, but we need to take a break right now, because I think this is really important what you're saying. And we'll be right back with Jodi Harrison-Bauer, Jodi Fitt.
Are you ready to live a life filled with abundance and learn how to thrive, not just survive in today's world? Then tune in to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. With their combined wisdom as entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, author, and counselors, Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro will share ways for shifting into the life you desire for today's world. They'll help you go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life. Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rhoda and Marsha Martin. Join Gina and Marsha during their live shows every third Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Gina and Marsha offer intuitive guidance, empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom that will help you explore and discover the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow life on now? Please.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back to Abundance, our radio show where we're talking about everything money, marketing, mindset. And we're here with our special guest, Jodi Fitt at JodiFitt.com, Jodi Harrison-Bauer, same person. And we were talking about the meal plan, because I'm intrigued by this meal plan. I want meals delivered to me. I don't want to think about them, and I want them to be healthy. Is that what you do, Jodi?
Okay, so I have a meal plan that I created for anybody, any male, any female. I mean, my audience is mostly female, but it's for men also. It gives you different choices based on what your weight is, and it gives you 3 days of meals that you can choose. It has a grocery list. It has the 21-day journal, everything that you need to be successful. And journaling is key in setting your mindset to be successful, to get to your goals. I also work with a company called Edibolic Kitchen, who has been delivering my meals for the past 8 years, healthy meals in my portion size. So portion size is key, and eating every 3 to 4 hours is key. So I get the food delivered in my portion size every Monday and every Thursday. So I am never without a meal. And in addition to my meals that I eat from Edibolic Kitchen, he delivers only in Connecticut. He might be delivering to other states at this point, maybe in the tri-state area, but Connecticut, maybe New York and Massachusetts, but not on the East Coast. So it's really on the West Coast, just on the East Coast. But even if you didn't have him prepping your meals, you can learn to prep your meals on a Sunday and on a Wednesday. And that's something, if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me either on Instagram at Jodi Harrison Bauer, that's JodiHarrisonBauer, or at Jodi Fit, or at my website, jodifit.com. Message me, email me, and I will help you and guide you. There are 3 different meal plans you could buy, there are 3 different ways. You could download one for $19.99, or you could buy one that I will ship to you that's already. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it. It is beautiful. You can put it in your handbag and your computer bag. And you could also have the meals delivered because there's information about Edibolic Kitchen on there as well.
You know, and if someone's living in California, whatever, and they can't get that, they could possibly find another company that, you know, that can deliver something healthy. But I want to ask you something about if a person puts in their weight, do they put in the weight they desire to be?
That's a really good question. That's a really good question. Yes. Well, they should start with the weight that they are. Because you need, the most important thing anybody needs to understand is you cannot transform your body from, I'm going to use the word fat to fit, okay? Mm. From fat to fit without lean protein. So your body does not transform without lean protein. So it is important to take in as much lean protein as your body weight. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should be taking in 100 grams of protein per day. Now, if you weigh 300 pounds, obviously you shouldn't be weighing 300 pounds. You should be weighing less than that. So if you are, let's just say it goes up to 200 pounds, it should match your weight. And as you lose weight, start taking in less protein because it should match your body weight.
Oh, okay. I learned something new. It is.
Yes. Your body will never ever transform without lean protein. What will happen is you will lose weight and lose muscle. What we want to do is lose body weight, body fat. We want to hold on to our lean muscle mass because we want to be strong and lean. That doesn't mean bulging muscles. That just means that you need that muscle and you'd want to lose the fat.
Right. Right.
So that's why body weight isn't always that important. It's really important to take a before and after picture, most importantly.
And when you were competing, you had to really, what was it, just lean protein you were doing?
I was eating a very, very strict diet, which I don't recommend people doing on a daily basis. This is just if you're competing in a fitness show or some type of show where you have to be super regimented. So I was taking in, my normal body weight is like 108. I was taking in close to 150 grams of protein per day. I was eating 6 times a day, sometimes 7 times a day, because I was lifting very heavy. And this was for bikini. It wasn't for bodybuilding, but still in order, you know, you diet down for the last 10 days before a show. And that's when you like get rid of any bloating so you could see the muscle and blah, blah, blah. There's a whole science behind
it. Wait, I have to ask you this. So if a client comes to you, if anyone reaches out to you and says, and hopefully we're back to doing weddings and reunions, and they say, I'm going to one in a few months, would you put them on a regime almost like you're competing?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. Okay. So that's like an extreme. Okay.
That is extreme. That is extreme. And it's for a purpose. And it's for a short period of time. You cannot maintain that. And that's why a lot of fitness girls end up having issues with body dysmorphia after they finished competing, because they had gotten to a certain weight and a certain look that they loved, and they thought they looked fat afterwards when really they didn't. So it's very important that people understand that this is extreme, and it's for a sport, just like any athlete would be prepping for a sport by eating and training properly. It's the same thing. So no, I do not put my clients on that unless they come to me to prep for a show.
Got it. Okay. So if someone does come to you though and says, I just really want to look good because my ex is going to be at this wedding.
I love that. I love that you said that.
And I want to look smoking hot. You wouldn't advise anyone just to work with you short time on that. I mean, I think it's really, it is that mindset for I want to be healthy. And when you really want to be healthy, the great thing that happens is everything falls into place the way you want it, correct?
It does.
That's got to be the passion.
Exactly. And that's why I love one-on-one training personally. I love my group fitness ladies, and there's a place for group fitness. And I'm so glad that I'm able to offer that at my studio, Jody Fit. But when I start training women one-on-one, like I said, I really could get inside their head and find out what's making them tick. And there are a lot of women that have come to me in the past. They're going away with their husbands, or they have a special occasion. There's no quick fix. Okay. No quick fix. Everybody hear that? No quick fix. Right. It is a lifestyle. It is a commitment to living a healthy lifestyle. Yes. Could I get you to look good for your vacation? You're going to take in 8 weeks with your husband. Absolutely. I can do that. But don't stop doing that. Keep on going. If you fall off the horse, get back on. This is not a quick fix. I do not like to train people for a quick fix. If it's for a show, great. Mm-hmm. But I'm here for the long haul. Like, and that's what I see. That's what I love about the people that I train and the women I speak to on the phone, is that they're getting it now. They're really getting it. That it's not about a quick fix. Quick fixes don't work. You know that, Joyce.
I know.
You know that, Charlene, right?
I do. There's so many people that they're, you know, my son, he's always looking for the next diet, like, and I keep saying to him, but it falls on deaf ears because I'm his mother. I think if you told him, it would make all the difference. That no, it's not the diet. It's I want people to eat and enjoy their food, but it's about portion control, and it's forever. It's not just for these 6 or 8 weeks. This is the way, and you have to tell your mind also, which will follow. Your mind will want you to have the good food when you keep saying, I love this. It's really important. It's a form of self-hypnosis to say that even in the beginning, if you don't, because you're not used to it, if you keep saying, I love this food, I love drinking more water, I really love feeling this way, then your mind works along with your body and it attracts more of that. But if you're always eating, saying, oh, I wish I could go back to the French fries and the burgers, and then it's not going to work. It's the mindset.
The mindset. And I'm glad you said that about the food. And the other point is that when people start eating cleaner and healthier, a lot of times they start feeling a little sick inside, sort of like going off drugs or alcohol.
Yes.
It's all of a sudden their body stops, is like rejecting what the healthy food that's going in, because they're like, wait. I never had all this healthy food.
This is so, my son had a terrible headache the last couple of days because he wasn't going to fast food places. And he recognized that.
Wow. Well, that happens. It's why can't I think of when you go into rehab and you what's the word? I can't think of it right now.
Detoxing.
Yeah. See, this is what happens. I'm 60 now.
No, don't say that. No. No.
There are some cognitive issues. Yes. Okay. But anyway,
so you have too much information. That's why.
So, you know, what happens is, right, your body goes into this detox. And I've, this has happened to numerous people I've trained. And I said, stick with it, stick with it, stick with it. And the ones that do, eventually they get there and they say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, I'm here to hold your hand. I'm here to help you. I'm here to hold you accountable. I'm not here to yell at you or be mean to you. I'm here to help you and understand that, that if you just listen to me, you know, like we say to our kids, if you just listen to me, for goodness sake, you will see that I'm right. And the women that, and the men who have listened to me are living a healthier lifestyle. And so many people, when here's a great thing to think about. When you go to eat something, think to yourself, is this food going to give me energy? Is this food going to help me lose body fat and hold on to my muscle? Is this food going to make me stronger? If all of those, if it's going to help you be healthier, be stronger, hold on to your lean muscle mass, eat that food. If the answer is yes to all of those, then eat the food. If you're going to put that fast food into your face and ask yourself, is this going to help me feel more energetic and healthier and leaner and stronger? And the answer is no, then put it away and walk away.
And that's a good way to end this show. Put it away and walk away. It's not going to make you feel better and look better. Thank you so much, Jody. Thank you so much for being on our show. Go to JodyFit.com. Find out all of Jody's information. You could click on her Instagram or listen to her podcast, all of that. Thank you.
Yes, fearlessly authentic. Any place you listen to podcasts.
Yes, yes, yes. And Happy New Year. Happy 2021. Welcome it with all the abundance. And for those of you maybe a little confused, the name of the show used to be Starving Your Fears, but we changed it this year to Abundance. And it's Money, Marketing, Mindset. And we wish you all a very, very healthy new year. It's a great beginning. This is New Beginnings Reset. Thank you for listening. Until next time, we love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Listen in next time to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with radio hosts Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro on Fridays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Take the journey with Joyce and Charlene and learn how to go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life. With years of experience and training working with those with stress and financial burdens, they have the tools to share with you to change your life. Abundance is all about helping you to achieve your goals in today's world. To work with Charlene or Joyce, or to ask them a question, email hello@abundancetalkradio.com or website abundancetalkradio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.